From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hurricane Irma bears down on Florida. Hurricane Irma is barreling toward the U.S. state of Florida after raining down death and destruction on the Caribbean. Travis Long James is a sailboat worker who endured the storm but is wondering where his boat is.
The place we're staying at was a concrete structure. It was pretty solid. I have a boat that was out there in the harbor, and that is nowhere to be found. A lot of boats are damaged.
Mike Brennan is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
And over the next several days, we expect Irma to remain near a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane as it moves west-northwestward to the south of the Bahamas and north of Cuba and turns northward and approaches the Florida Peninsula on Sunday.
The governor of Florida, Rick Scott.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. Possessions can be replaced. Your family cannot.
Irma's highest sustained winds are 280 kilometers per hour. In a press conference at the White House, President Trump warned North Korea not to provoke the U.S. to take military action.
Each day, new equipment is delivered, new and beautiful equipment, the best in the world, the best anywhere in the world, by far. Hopefully, we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day for North Korea.
After the president's comments, a senior Trump administration official expressed concern that North Korea cannot be deterred from pursuing its missile and nuclear programs. Mexico's president said Friday the earthquake that toppled houses in southern Chiapas state late Thursday has killed five people and is the most powerful quake to strike the country in 100 years. He said it was bigger than the one in 1985 that killed thousands. This is VOA News. A United Nations report warns poverty, deprivation, and government abuse of power are driving young Africans to join violent extremist groups such as Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, and Islamic State. Lead author of the report is the UN Development Fund Africa Regional Program Coordinator, Mohamed Yahya, and he tells VOA solutions other than those dealing with security measures must be found to address this problem.
Security actors obviously have an important role to play, but security becomes important only when these groups, these people who have joined these groups, have acted or have engaged in terrorist acts or violent extremist acts, I should say, and in many cases late because they've already joined. So what is it that can be done before they join?
The two-year first-of-a-kind study is based on interviews with 495 voluntary recruits to extremist organizations. A U.S. federal appeals court has rejected the Trump administration's view of who is allowed into the United States under the president's travel ban. VOA's Mary Mata has the details.
The court said grandparents, cousins, and other close relations of people in the U.S. should not be prevented from coming to the country. The unanimous ruling from three judges on the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals also said refugees accepted by a resettlement agency should not be banned. The decision upheld a ruling by a federal judge in Hawaii who found the administration's view too strict. The U.S. Supreme Court said in June that President Donald Trump's 90-day ban on visitors from six Muslim-majority nations can be enforced, pending arguments scheduled for October. But the justices said it should not apply to visitors who have a bona fide relationship with people or organizations in the U.S. Mary Mata, VOA News, Washington.
In the meantime, U.S. congressional investigators have questioned Donald Trump Jr. about Russian meddling in his father's presidential campaign last year, including a meeting the younger Trump held with a Kremlin-linked lawyer who purportedly was going to hand them damaging information about Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton. President Trump has denied colluding with Russian interests during the campaign. Two Turkish men involved in a brawl at the Turkish embassy in Washington earlier this year have pleaded not guilty to assault charges. 18 people, many of whom were members of the Turkish ambassador's security detail, were indicted for allegedly attacking protesters outside the ambassador's residence on May 16th. Speaking to thousands gathered in Colombia's capital of Bogota, Pope Francis said young people represented hope for reconciliation in the country, ravaged by five decades of guerrilla fighting and divided by the anger some Colombians had over the government's peace deal last November with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Francis is in Colombia for 5 days. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.